Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the new creature in Christ Jesus. Chapter 5. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature; old things are passed away; behold, all things are become new. Or, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation; old things have passed away; behold, all things have become new. For not understanding or accepting the fact that the new birth is also a distinct type of birth, many people have seen the last text quoted above as a text that seems intriguing or even incoherent. By looking more closely at things that apparently have not changed in their life or the life of others after they have accepted Christ, many people find it difficult to understand the referred text on the part where it is stated that old things have passed away. To reflect, therefore, on the content of the above verse, we will make an analogy of something that changes and becomes new, but that preserves previous characteristics. The analogy is a mere exercise of exemplification of changes that can occur with existing elements and that are transformed into something new by the addition of something new. The example, however, does not serve, in all its details, to exemplify what is, in fact, the new birth and the Christian life. Therefore, as a simplified example, we will initially choose a glass of natural water, fresh water, and add a portion of salt to it, mixing the salt well with the natural water. This process, in turn, causes all the water in the glass to be transformed into salt water, which, therefore, is also the expression of something new where, in a sense, old things, that is, fresh water, already have passed. So, when an individual receives Christ as Lord and experiences the new birth, which is also a distinct type of birth, something new that affects all other areas of this life is added to that same person, making that what existed before becomes distinct and, therefore, no longer equal to which it was until then. When a person who has actually been born again says that he or she does not understand the part of the verse above related to the old things have already passed away, one may be saying this because one may not have understood that what has been added to him or her has changed his or her whole life already in the present and also for the future. Just like the portion of salt brought change in all the fresh water of the exemplified cup, the addition of the made alive spirit to a person brings changes to the whole existence of this individual, even though one initially does not perceive them. If one looks at the glass of water exemplified without knowing that the salt has been added to the natural water, one will not know, from the simple appearance, that there has been a change in the condition of this water. Similarly, a soul and body that are under the government of offenses or transgressions, sins, and the mere understanding of life according to natural optics are in an entirely different condition from a soul and body that are under the government of the Spirit quickened by God and in conformity with the heavenly grace, an aspect also described in the following text. Romans 6:12-18. Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. At the very moment that a person accepts Christ, there is, in the spiritual world, a change in the conditions of government over the life of the soul and body, for the person who experiences a new birth has, in the spiritual world, the characteristics that the new condition of a child of God grants him or her already from this new birth. If before the body and soul were under the bondage of the world and the power of darkness, after the new birth, a new paternity and a new condition of being a child of God are established, besides the addition of a made alive spirit by which a person can understand the spiritual things that the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father begin to teach him or her through the Holy Spirit. In Christ, the conditions of life are distinct, the condition of being a child and paternity are according to the heavenly kingdom, just as the inheritance of a person is differentiated. Without the new birth, a person, in one soul and body, is as if without God in the world and, therefore, as under the dominion of darkness. However, after receiving the condition of a new creature, an individual becomes part of God, part of the family of the Heavenly Father, comes to have the Spirit of the Lord in the heart, and receives a Spirit made alive through Christ, the one who is life-giving Spirit and through whom the soul can be restored. Ephesians 2, 12 and 19. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Colossians 1, 13-14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. 1 Corinthians 6, 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. In other words, we could also say that when a person is in Christ, one also has a change of lordship over his or her life, just as one also has a new condition so that he or she can, through the quickened spirit, instruct his or her soul and body on the way to be followed daily while one still is in the present world. In many cases, a person who is born again may be instructed by the Lord to continue to live in the same place one lived before and to have material things similar to those he or she had before. However, when a person goes through the new birth, it also is given to him or her a condition in which one no longer needs to be subject to the dominion of the flesh, the world, and the prince of darkness, and he or she comes to have available a condition to be able to serve Christ in everything one does and in every place one lives. Even though several aspects of the material surroundings of a person do not change instantly with the new birth in Christ, the spiritual condition of all things in his or her life is immediately different, and nothing is the same as it was before. Ephesians 2, 1-10. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Let us see, then, below once again the verse quoted at the beginning of this chapter. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. The central point of the verse in reference is not only in the old things that have passed away or that have become new, but it is in the aspect that a person who is in Christ is a new creature or is a new creation. By the new birth, something new is added to an individual already since the new birth. Although some people may take time to grow in the understanding of the newness of life that has been added to them by the new birth, the condition of a new creature is not only added to them over time but in conjunction with the new birth itself. Considering that a person who comes to be born again through the new type of birth also becomes immediately united to the Lord in spirit, nothing else is the same in his or her life to what it was until then. People who are in Christ are no longer the same as they were before, no matter if they or others still do not see outwardly the changes of the condition that took place inside their hearts and before the spiritual world. Even though a person who is in Christ does not know yet that he or she is a new creature, one is already a new creature or new creation. If anyone is in Christ, it is equal to be a new creature. Together with the new birth, a new possibility of a relationship with the kingdom of God is granted to the heart of the one who received Christ Jesus as the Lord. Although at the beginning there may be no outward appearances of change, if a person was born again, one became an individual with distinct characteristics, part of a new kingdom, and even with different citizenship than one had until then. There is, however, a significant risk that may come to afflict Christians in the world, which is the non-awareness about this new life that began in them with the new birth or the negligence regarding the knowledge about their new condition in the Lord. Many Christians even invest much more time in the whining about their old nature than in learning the new life they received from the Lord, thus diverting the focus from what they should be most attentive. This behavior, however, should not be so. Once a new condition of life or the newness of heavenly life has been received by a new type of birth, it should be yearned, discovered, appreciated, and lived in God with intensity. Romans 7, 6. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.